All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Dana?
What's up?
What's up, Dana? Dana's looking for Randy, everybody. Dana,
okay.
I, by the way that Dana said what's up to me, I can tell that she did nothing wrong. She sounds like a great girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Dana, explain to us why you're looking for Randy. What happened?
We've been on a few dates. So, you know, I was just like really feeling him. Things have been super duper awesome. Last time we hung out, we went to my friend's place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. But now, like, he's ghosting me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what happened? Like, what went wrong?
Okay, so let's think about what happened that day. Like, did anything... Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything that you might have done or might have happened?
So the only thing that I think was kind of weird was I sent him with my friend to get the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Before I was busy prepping stuff, and they actually went there and they killed the turkey, gutted it, and brought it. So maybe that's the only kind of thing that I can feel like was maybe a little extra for him.
Yeah. Yeah, your friend lives in the boonies.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's a fresh turkey right there.
He ate the shit out of it. He was going ham.
Yeah, okay.
On it.
Going ham on the turkey.
Going ham.
For real. Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, and the night ended good and everything?
Well, you know, it was all good. Like, he pulled up to my house, like, gave me a little kiss goodnight, and then he was on his merry way. Like, we had a great time. We had drinks. Like, everything was fine.
Hmm. All right. Well, like I said, Dana, I trust you. stay quiet. We're going to try and call him, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Randy?
Yeah. Who the f*** is calling me, man? I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, my God. Randy, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, but I can explain to you why we're calling. It's a good reason. Can I just explain to you really? I'm sorry that we were waking you up early during your vacation. Can I just explain?
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
All right. Cool. See, Pebbles, the vibes already. They're crazy with
yeah,
this guy.
Okay.
So Randy, we got a call from a girl who wanted us to ask you out on a date. So the reason we're calling you is if you say yes to the girl, and I'm going to tell you her name because you know who she is. If you say yes to a date with her, we'll let you pick wherever you'd like to do a date, whenever you'd like to do a date, and we'll pay for the whole thing. And I know you mentioned you're on vacation this week, so, like, pick a day this week. Pick a restaurant that you've always wanted to go to. We'll set it up. Free drinks, free food. You and this girl, just see if you hit it off. And if you do, that's great. If you don't, hey, you know what? You got a free meal.
All right, let's hear the name.
Okay, so, like I said, you know her, and she feels like you guys have a good connection. Her name is Dana.
Oh, no, not this whore again.
Oh.
Who the f*** are you calling a whore?
Wait, hold on. Randy, Dana's on the phone. Why are you... Hold on, I'm going to put Dana on mute. Okay, so she's on mute, Randy, but she's listening. Can you explain why you just called her a whore? Because that's not a good jump start to going on another date.
All right, so we went to this Friendsgiving party, and your friend actually told me to... killed this turkey and I didn't kill it, but we would kill this turkey and we would go prep it and everything like that. So I picked the fattest f**k I saw.
Yeah.
Then, you know, while we're sitting there prepping, we're eating, they were telling me about, you know, Dana, and she was talking about all the dudes that she's hooked up with. And like
wait, she was talking about all the dudes she's hooked up with?
Yeah, like in the entire time that we're fucking sitting there doing everything. You know, she's sitting there talking about how she smashed this dude at his parents, you know, this one guy in the airport, and then she just fucking met.
What?
And, yeah, this is the kicker, but we were sitting here, and one of the dudes that she fucking was in the room eating with us.
What? Wait, hold on.
And then, like, when she would leave the room, all her friends were snickering and making fun and saying, hey, you know what? You're going to be missing November. And I was
Wait a minute. Are you sure that... Okay, I know this is going to sound like a strange question.
Sure?
No, but are you sure that she was bragging about sleeping with them? Maybe she was bragging about doing something else with them. I find that so strange.
No, it was definitely, she said she blew this guy in the airport.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not fucking, but it's, you know, pretty close.
Okay. Not and, exactly what know, I meant.
I was trying to keep track of all the dudes that she fucking, I lost count.
All right, hold on. I'm going to take Dana off mute now. Dana?
What's up?
Is what Randy saying, is that sound familiar, or is he misconstruing?
You know what? I would say I'm sorry, but fuck that. Sorry is a board game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we both adults and who've had sex in the past. So I don't know what the fucking problem is.
Oh, don't even fucking go there. I finally got over the fact that you was just, you know, there to fuck me. And I figured I would get some ass that night. But then when I leave and I, you know, we drop her off, she says, thanks, I had a great time. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so who's the whore here? Like, you were trying to smash. I'm not trying to smash you. Like, I obviously like you, so I wasn't trying to get you that, you know, punani right away.
Good.
But, I mean, like, why start changing your ways? You had a threesome on Halloween.
Yeah.
She doesn't owe you sex.
Exactly. It was Halloween. Like, we were all turned, like, dressed in little costumes, little bunny. I was a little bunny for Halloween. So, and that's after I met you, and I want to be different now. So, what's the problem?
No. Okay. Hold on. If you're going to be a dirty girl, you can be dirty with me, too. You can't just be dirty and then decide not to be with me.
Well, maybe.
She
maybe
absolutely can.
You got, like,
oh my God.
You know, like, maybe you got a small carrot or something, but, like,
So, Randy, you're sitting there. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. So you're sitting there listening to her telling her stories of her sexual exploits, right?
All right.
And in the beginning, it hurt your feelings a little bit. And then you finally and then you're saying that you were kind of like, well, F it. You know what? At least I know I'm going to get some sex tonight. But she didn't have sex with you.
Yeah, it was f-ing clear that that was the idea. Why bring me around here and tell me all this shit and not fuck?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, you know what, Randy Smandy, like, to keep it real with you, like, I really liked you. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't just want to give it up so quick. Like, I was trying to be in a relationship with you and trying to get to know you. That's why I didn't fuck you right away.
All right. So you see the problem in logic. So you say you really like me, but you're not going to fuck me. What? I don't understand.
How about another dinner?
Oh.
You two can discuss this. Perhaps if that goes well, something could happen, or maybe you could discuss when it's going to happen, or just free food and drinks and, you know, have some nice pie.
You got to be kidding me. After hearing about all the nasty shit that she did with other dudes, I mean, and girls, I don't want to be the one that she makes love to.
I mean, you know what? Offer's up. Like, I'm not doing it. Offer's off the table. F*** him.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.